CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie, and take us away, Melanie, to the movies.
To the movies and beyond. I did see a movie.
Okay.
Just a couple of days ago, actually.
Great.
Playing at our local Maison de Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, often I will go to the movies to see a big screen movie because I'm watching it on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those movies that you really don't want to wait for it to come to your tiny little TV screen,
mm-hmm.
even if your TV screen is like 50 or 60 inches big. It is a big screen blockbuster kind of movie. And those of us who went, which was my husband and my son and his girlfriend.
Okay.
In fact, for her, it was the second time. And we really quite liked it.
Good.
I think my husband and I, being older than those other two, may have liked it a bit more. And I can't say exactly why, except that although, of course, it's about a superhero who's a Carol Danvers, who is she kind of turns into Captain Marvel by the mm-hmm. end of the movie. But even before then, she has superpowers, and she appears to be an alien. She seems to come from away, and actually, the planet she's Kree, K-R-E-E. She's a Kree.
Okay.
And her friends are Kree, and they bleed blue.
Okay.
And have they have some pretty amazing superpowers. This group of people,
mm-hmm.
and they're having they are being sought, or this is what they say: they're being sought by another group of aliens and. Sorry, the name of the aliens is not coming to mind, but they have the wonderful ability to shapeshift. So they're pretty good at looking like anybody else that they would like to look like, and obviously fooling people that way. So the Kree, including... She's not called Carol Danvers at this point. That's a bit later. Here she's called... Veer, and she is she has some issues. She's an incredible fighter, and she's incredibly strong. But she has some memory problems.
Okay,
and she'll be just kind of not doing much of anything, and suddenly intrusive images. Come into her mind, and she, mm-hmm. she's really kind of clueless about what's going on. But meanwhile, she's on a mission, so she can't let that bother her. And she has ended up on planet Earth, which is, I think, C-53 or something. And she's looking for the these shapeshifters and waiting for her Kree backup team, one of whom is Jude Law, by the way. He was always quite good and quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for them to show up. So for me, the movie really picked up when she landed on planet Earth. She is, there's humor. They have a number of the Marvel comic characters. Coulson, Agent Coulson, who's the head of S.H.I.E.L.D., lots of people know him from television. And Nick Fury, who seems to be kind of not... I don't think he's actually part of S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. But in any event, he plays a much bigger role later on in the whole Marvel comic universe. And he's very funny. He has a really good sense of humor in the movie. And and this was something that was kind of fun, especially for my son. There's a very important cat in the movie who looks just like my son's cat.
Okay.
Whose name is Gary. But this cat is named Goose. And Nick Fury has a special affinity for him. We find out later that that Goose is actually quite a special cat and plays a very important role in the plot. And the plot kind of, there's a plot twist later in the movie, which I won't get into because then it won't be a surprise. But if you have a sort of a background in all of this, you'll find that, oh, I knew this was coming all along, but I certainly didn't. So for me, it was a surprise. Just give me 1 second. So it is good fun. It really is fun for people who are not necessarily in the demographic that they're aiming at.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Marvel comic folks are tend to be pretty. They know that they have an audience beyond beyond teenagers and that general age bracket, and I think they put in lots of kind of fun things for me.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
For me and people like me. But just to give you, Samuel L. Jackson plays Nick Fury, and he plays Nick Fury throughout the Marvel Universe movies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that we meet Brie Larson as Carol Danvers / Captain Marvel.
Okay.
But you can see, I mean, clearly this woman is going places. There will certainly be a number of follow-up movies, and they've already basically said that the Captain Marvel character will be definitely in the latest in the Avengers series.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is a biggie. Anyway, so in a nutshell, I recommend it. It's more than 2 hours. It's something like, I don't know, 2 hours and 20 minutes or something, much of which, of course, yeah, it's 2 hours and 8 minutes. Sorry. A lot of that is credits at the end. And if you don't mind sitting through the credits, you can sit through the, you know, it seems like half an hour of credits because there's two things that happen when the credits are partway through and then when they're at an end.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of people just really enjoy sitting through the credits so that they, not that they want to read the credits, but so that they can see these little snippets of either funny things or a hint of what's to come down the road in this franchise. So it's a good one. And it's playing in English 2D, two dimension, and in French, if you are interested in doing this, you can see it in 3D.
Okay.
And I think it would be pretty good in 3D. There's a lot going on the screen, especially in the beginning when they're not on Earth. They're just all over the place, and much is happening in front of you. So I think that would be kind of fun in 3D. But we saw it in 2D, and that was fine. So we'll stay tuned. And the movie itself has done incredibly well.
Good.
Financially.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's what counts when you're in the movies.
I'll have to change that. Yeah, I had heard somewhere along the way that it was maybe the third highest moneymaker among blockbuster movies. Something like that. And certainly the first that has a female lead. $153.4 million.
Wow.
which is quite phenomenal. But this struck me as kind of interesting. The critics, you can check Rotten Tomatoes to see what all the critics think. And critics in general have given it 79%,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
It is good.
I mean, it's really mm-hmm. very solid. In fact, it's the same that Green Book got, which is now the Academy Award winner.
Exactly.
It's not as high as How to Train Your Dragon, which was like 91%, or the Lego Movie, 86%, but still pretty solid. But what surprised me was 63% of the audience liked it. So okay. I would have thought it would be pretty close to the 79-80%.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that people didn't like about it, and I'm not sure what it was. Maybe some people felt that it's not appropriate to have a female lead who is really a badass, and she kicks butt with the best of them. I don't know. In any event, I was surprised when I saw that, in fact, it was not a huge audience success.
Mm-hmm.
Critics, as I said, quite enjoyed it. Okay, so that's the movie I saw. There are some other movies in English playing, and one of them, just one second, I have already seen a few of them and have already talked about them. The Alita Battle Angel is still there.
Okay.
Where are we? Okay, Captain Marvel. Green Book has returned, but it's only in French.
Okay.
And a movie which has done very well critically, called Fighting With My Family, is in English, and this is the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that anybody listening to me is not going to be able to see it by the time you hear this, it will be gone. But one that is still there and probably will be there for a little while in English is How to Train Your Dragon, which was really quite fun.
Okay.
Yep. Very enjoyable for kids, but very enjoyable for me, for adults. Some adults, anyway. And coming soon, in fact, coming on Friday, there are several movies in English which are going to be brand new to us. And I think the one that is likely to get the most viewings is called Wonder Park. And it's a feature-length cartoon about a theme park.
Okay.
And most, not all the characters, but most of the characters are animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the poster and I can see a kind of a bear and a monkey and it looks like a porcupine. But there's also a little girl in the middle. So it's not all animals. It looks cute, but it definitely looks like something that you'd want to bring your kids to. And it's possible that in a number of places, this is the week for March break.
Okay.
Who knows? In any event, it's there. Another movie which is coming, and we watched the previews for this, is called 5 Feet Apart.
Oh, interesting title.
Yeah. About two young people who appear to be teenagers, I guess. And they both have cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
And it becomes very clear from the trailers that if they really have to be separate, they can't.
Okay.
That's what the 5 feet apart is. They can't be closer to each other than 5 feet. And it becomes difficult for them because they, needless to say, fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I guess, so clearly it's a drama and clearly it's aimed for a teen audience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of very nice looking leads. There's a Cole Sprouse, who seems to be a bit of a hot property these days.
Okay.
And so the third movie, again, opening the end of this week, is called Captive State. And this is one of these apocalyptic sci-fi films.
Okay.
About the Earth, which has been taken over, apparently 10 years earlier by aliens, and there are no big surprise, rebels. Mm-hmm. And there are people who just buy into the whole the whole notion that the aliens are selling, which is the world will be a much better place because we're in charge.
Okay.
Of the movies that are playing, that will begin playing, that's likely to be the one that I would go and see.
Mm-hmm.
Only because the one about the teens, the sick teens,
yeah,
and the one for the kids, mm-hmm. Maybe not. Although I do,
you do as like
I mentioned,
movies.
I love feature-length cartoons. I get a huge kick out of them. So it's a toss-up between the feel-good Wonder Park or the one called Captive State. Which mm-hmm. Anyway, we shall see how that shapes up. So that's what's happening in the next few days. Three new movies. There's still several movies playing in English, as I mentioned. And of the ones that are there and that I've recommended, I certainly think that Captain Marvel is a good bet.
Mm-hmm. Good
to see that one. And the How to Train Your Dragon is really, really a visual feast. It's just it's so much fun to watch that because it's they've taken a lot of care in the animation. It's mm-hmm. just excellent animation.
Mm.
And the detail in the Vikings,
mm-hmm.
They were kind of mm-hmm, Vikings.
The Vikings, yeah.
They were Vikings with Scottish accents.
Mm-hmm.
The detail that they've devoted to their outfits and their equipment and the dragons really is worth a look all by itself, even if the story weren't very good. And in fact, it is a good story as well.
Good.
Okay, so that's what I have to say for this week.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.